Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is just a quick follow-up to the last episode. Let's make it more clear. Kamila says it's not right that Facebook should have certain ways they do business. It's not the way she said it. Has to follow certain rules, which basically tells you, oh, we've been coordinating closely, and like I said, because of the Supreme Court case, we're happy to do that because ain't nobody fucking stopping us. But she says an ex should have other rules. Hey, they do have the same rule. It's called the First Amendment, you wench. Okay, so when we understand that we have let people in power and let people proceed through higher levels of power who do not believe in the Constitution, how much more clear can that be? Okay, you do not get to affect publications from the government level except in specific instances. And those types of instances go to court, right? I mean, you get brought on charges, at least civil, if you publish things. It's not supposed to be something that's so small and so usual that you are in essence, what they're doing is pre-censoring, right? And you're not supposed to do any of that constitutionally. Now, we started to allow it since 2020 and just before. Those were the trial balloons. And the trial balloons are, we've captured all these through the excuses of either extreme leftism or through the excuses of, we shouldn't talk about that because that's embarrassing or that's a big story and it's too big of a story to allow. We have allowed it, kind of, and now it's out in the open. A presidential candidate with no problem, because most of the leftist media actually agree that they also don't agree in the Constitution with the Constitution. They're not even going to make a big deal out of it. This is where we are. This is the creep of communism and tyranny. And they very often see, if you recall small communism, there was small communism and big communism. Lowercase c and capital C. And they said, oh, we got to do small communism to get to big communism. And this idea that you had to really take control of the institutions and have a hard line and all this. But don't worry, eventually we'll get to big communism where everything's wonderful and ideal. You never get to big communism because favoritism and... Well, I'll just say favoritism, but and corrupt people taking advantage of the corruption during small communism means that's all that you get, because once you're taking over everything, then morals are no longer a thing. You have no rule of law because you're stopping everything except what you like, because you're talking about group property and the natural freedom of people has to be squashed for your small communism so that you can get to your large communism. It is against human nature. It is why black markets exist, right? I mean, when small communism tries to do price controls, well, then everything's scarce or too expensive because people can't make a profit. And that's where people get mixed up. They see government getting into prices. And then they think that corporations are price gouging, when in reality, when they price gouge is when they get contracts from the government directly. They don't price gouge when the individual consumer has to pay for the product, because they rely on the individual consumer being able to afford the product. It is only once the central government gets into paying for things in mass that without price controls, that we start to see prices that the average consumer cannot afford. By definition, healthcare is the example. Okay, you're going to help pay for it. In that case, I'm going to see how much money you're willing to offer. And I can tell you, I'm in a sector where people assume, I am not kidding you, people assume that certain skill levels are going to have to be paid for. Now, granted, it's with overhead, but they will assume $160 an hour. Okay, so the rough estimate is times 20, right? So that's 100, or rather times 2,000. That's 160,000, 320,000. They assume that the labor they're pulling in is going to be 320,000 a year. You know why? Because it's companies that get to bid to the wasteful government. And it's a part of the government that is being subsidized by the central government. So even though they know it's 160, they don't believe that that's too much of a problem because they only pay for a fraction of that because the federal government pays for it. So yes, getting back to the point here though, these commies do not believe in the Constitution. There is already a rule that applies to everybody. It's called the law. And she doesn't want the law. She wants the the rules that were not a part of legislation that have just kind of become the rule because of the administration and of intelligence types bullying. This is non-passed law. This is rules and regulations that were never rules and regulations, but they've been able to impart it through strong-arming on almost all the platforms, and or they've probably bribed some of the platforms. Some of these platforms are getting other government contracts, and, you know, most people think Facebook and Google had intelligence agency funding startup to begin with. So she wants the non-passed law to rule because Congress hasn't passed that law. No one has taken away the First Amendment. They don't believe in the First Amendment. Now, some people who don't believe in the First Amendment are because they're straight commies, and others are because it's just kind of become the rule because, you know, as I said, they're intelligence or they're in the military or the like. So there's the pure Constitution deniers, and that's Kamala. She's a pure Constitution denier. She's not believed in it since the first day of law school. I went through law school, and you can't go through law school and not understand the Constitution. And so there are people who go through law school, hear the Constitution, probably a lot of them were political science majors before, political science minors, and they said, fuck that. That's too limited. That's stupid and that's old. And here we are. There is one rule, you daffy bitch. It's called the Constitution.